Keeping it real on cliffcentral.com.
This is the Youth Leadership Platform. I'm Adrian Groenewald, and with me, Chanel. Hi, Chanel. So Chanel is from Student Brands. We kind of co-host the show, and it's good to be with you in the studio today. We're going to talk about youth entrepreneurialism. What's the purpose of the show is to share the views of youth with youth and their views of solutions with their peers and the world. And that's what we're trying to do here. The youth need a voice. They are the future leaders. They are the future entrepreneurs. And we thought it was very important to have an hour show today instead of a half hour, so that we can get a real conversation going around youth and entrepreneurialism. And Chanel Karawan and myself will run it. And Louis Groenewald, the old man, sitting with us in the studio.
Nice to be here.
All right, now let me try and introduce our guests. This week we have two programs that are going to share their thoughts and feelings for the first half hour. And the second half hour of this Youth Leadership Platform, we're going to engage some youngsters from the one program and the other, sharing their thoughts and feelings with the world. And they are supposedly the examples of youth entrepreneurs. Okay, so let's go with Enactus. We've got a board member of Enactus who's got their national competition coming up, and we're going to chat to him, and then we have someone representing Samsung Electronics South Africa. I've got Ian Wright from Mixed Talents. Is that right, Ian?
Correct, yes.
Welcome, Ian. And then we have Carl Ballett, board member of Enactus SA.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Welcome, everyone. Okay, I look forward to the second half. That's what's very important for us, is to hear from those young entrepreneurs. Chanel, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Right, just quickly, what is Enactus? Let's hear from a board member. We had two of your first, I think, alumni from the University of Free State, some of your first graduates almost from your program many years back. So those who listen to the Business Masterclass would know a little bit more. But who is Enactus? What do they do? What's their philosophy?
Okay, so Enactus is a global NGO that operates in about 36 countries. And it's really a combination of students at, so obviously, university level, working with big business to change the world in a sustainable way through community development and upliftment projects. So what they need to do is demonstrate entrepreneurial skill and make relevant the work that they're doing in the communities, that they can actually transfer value to that. So the way, I guess, of summarizing Enactus is that it's with a head for business and a heart for the world, and combining that into sustainable projects for community upliftment.
That's powerful, and I've been at your national championship, missed the World Cup that was in South Africa last year, but it's a very powerful movement. When you're there and you listen and watch them present, and surely you've bumped into them as Student Brands, Chanel.
We have bumped into a couple of them, but you know, you guys have certainly set a bar, you know, for entrepreneurialism in the youth. So we do bump into them, and it's really incredible when you get a chance to sit down with this type of youth. They're so inspiring to all of us. And they've each got a certain quality that makes them unique, which is nice.
Mm. Yeah, because Student Brands is all over university campuses. You guys have chapters at most of the... all the universities.
Yeah.
So there should be a very strong association, I would think. All right, so that's Enactus, strong social entrepreneurialism. Brain for business, heart for society and community.
Yeah, and maybe just to add where the name comes from, because I think that will explain it, is that we believe that by investing in entrepreneurial action, we can create a better world for us all. So there's an entrepreneurial action for us.
Enactus.
All of us. That's for all of us.
So
all of us.
Entrepreneurial action. Us.
To create a better world for us.
Enactus. Yeah. Powerful. All right, Samsung. Let's have a chat here now. Ian Wright, you represent Samsung. You're from Mixed Talents. What is this initiative that they're doing? They're also zooming in on young entrepreneurs, and we'll say, look now at why. What difference can this make? Why are we all doing this?
Thanks, Adrian. Yeah, I think I'm probably a good example of the Samsung initiative, their global initiative to find and empower this next workforce. The Mixed Talents campaign in South Africa has been very much around Samsung. Their global campaign was to go out and find humanitarian causes that they could get involved with, and where their technology could obviously add value. And South Africa was very much focused on unemployment and youth unemployment and how entrepreneurism would hopefully become the backbone to solve that problem.
Yeah.
Samsung are globally known for building devices, not necessarily for building platforms. So the Mixed Talents initiative was to find and enable a platform to create space and opportunity for this next workforce to empower themselves. We were very fortunate to be chosen by Samsung as the guys to build that platform with them. And from the off the back of that, we've had some amazing results. I think the Samsung campaign has really helped bring this message to the youth out there, that they get it, they understand this desire and this need for them to empower themselves, and that entrepreneurism is going to become a solution for all of them one day. Mm. And that wasn't going to come out of a device or an app necessarily. It was going to come off a platform, and okay. And that's exactly what they've looked to put in place, is this Mixed Talents platform. And us as MeTime have built that with them, and we've launched just over 4 months ago, already over 4,000 registered users.
Okay, well, what are you selling to them? What are you promoting and positioning to them?
It's a free platform. Yeah. To position your idea or your business and enable yourself to meet potential mentors, guidance, opportunity, whether it's internships, apprenticeships, and or possibly even as far as investment.
Okay, and the criteria is, must it be a startup? Must it be a going concern? Or?
It's a bit of everything. The initial beta phase we ran with Samsung was to find three businesses, and you'll meet two of the guys just now, with really good ideas. We created a bit of an algorithm that matched them against what are the social requirements in society. What do we need done? What's important? How far are they in terms of an SME already? How much development have they done already? What type of research have they got behind it? And just to kind of measure them against that measurement, the top three were kind of filtered or bottlenecked up, and those three were given a startup of 50,000 rand to get going. It's been an amazing success story for the three already, and off the back of that, they've run a second phase, which the entries closed yesterday, to look for another three. Where we can match them against opportunity, investment, mentorship, guidance, and give them an ecosystem that they need to take the business to market.
So age, I mean, it's youth that you're focusing on, right?
Very much youth, but what I think where it becomes really cool is that the youth have the ideas potentially and the capacity to understand Samsung's technology and how to use technology of the future, but possibly where they might be lacking might be an experience. And that's where I think the Mixed Talents campaign is really impressive, because it gets to match them with guidance. It gets to match them with mentors, not always just funding. The value of a mentor or a guide to show you where you're lacking is just as crucial or important as giving a pitch for a business.
What, just to find out, what kind of people do you have as mentors? You know, names.
Yeah, so the initiative started primarily with Carol Kaufman and Jonathan Liebman when they ran the initial campaign. So from their perspective, you know, you've got a guy that's really changing the, I suppose, the silhouette of Johannesburg, yeah, to want of a better word, okay, from the Maboneng district. And then you also had the likes of Carol Kaufman, who's a top executive, not only a coach, but okay, an executive at the likes of Deloitte previously, now at, yes, PwC.
Psychologist, and, yeah.
Yeah, psychologist. So they were two of them. We've also enabled a bunch of other experts that mightn't necessarily be household names, but they bring value, whether it be in the FMCG market, mm-hmm, and the likes of the guys you'll meet just now, in terms, mm-hmm, of we match them against an expert. We call it an expert, but it might not necessarily, mm-hmm, be someone like, say, who's a household name. It's someone who can add value to whatever it is that they need. And that's where the mixed talents and the, mm-hmm, and our system matches them specifically to their need, not necessarily to, mm, someone who's famous. It's someone who can give value back to them.
And this could, mm, be for anyone.
Anyone. Any industry, anybody, and particularly aimed at that communication to the youth, as what it is that you need will help you find it, okay, basically.
So you're encouraging, as in Actus, you're encouraging youth, whatever youth is these days. You know, we have different definitions of youth. It's clear you guys play in the student space. Okay, so that's youth. High school is still youth in my view, and that's what, mm-hmm, we also want to target on the show. And your side, you're also saying youth, broadly speaking. If you go to the youth league, then it's like to 35. You know, so, mm, yeah, so these days it does extend a little bit. But folks, the world is in trouble. Okay, I was at the event last year in Actus, for example, and gave me amazing hope, mm, for the future. But still, a year later, we're still in trouble. Okay, mm-hmm, and it's getting worse in many respects, and let's just talk economically for now. We can talk politics, we can talk social, we can talk values, leadership. Mm-hmm. But from an economic point of view, how would it help our country in focusing on youth becoming more entrepreneurially aware, if I can put it that way? Mm-hmm. Now, how will it help our world here in South Africa? So let's start with you there, from Enactus, Cole.
Thank you. So one of the key principles of Enactus that we encourage with the students is to own their own future. So basically saying you're not entitled to whatever happens to you, work for it, you make it happen. So we're looking for an above average kind of student. In fact, when you talk youth, we even target from second year upwards, really through university, for people who have already got a bit of a sense about where they are, where they're going, etc. That they understand that that the country is in dire need of the creation of jobs, of boosting the economy. And I think it's a little bit like the starfish story. You know, that yes, what we achieve is potentially, or not potentially, it's apparently a drop in the ocean, but it's a fairly big drop. And the idea as well, where Enactus is moving, is to scale the projects as well. That I think one of the huge advantages when you talk about for the country is a lot of innovation comes through these. So, for instance, there's an amazing project that one of the teams did at She Profiled Globally, where they took old Coke bottles and turned them into solar geysers, basically, in a rural area for providing hot water. Businesses like Unilever, like Ford and so on, runs special competitions to also encourage innovation and to see how the students, the youth, are bringing ideas in really from very little to no funding. So it's not that there's sort of a pot of money. They've got to find something that's going to work. And the results are becoming self-evident where businesses, and when I say businesses, this has been, say, a small farming co-op that one of the teams worked with just south of Richards Bay. And they, in fact, had lost some money. They had some issues. They had to let go of a couple of people. After the team's involvement there, they, in fact, employed more people. They became profitable. They entered into proper leases, etc. So, and in fact, now market their humble product to in fact the retail world as we know it outside the rural area.
Okay, all right. Your answer, your response
thanks,
to that,
Adrian. We've taken a slightly different approach. We're trying to change the paradigm around remuneration, and we feel that a big part of the future is going to come from how people remunerate one another. And it's not only about money. It's not only about cash. Your profile on our system has a value. And it's almost a pay it forward kind of concept where if you feel that you're a new painter, you want to be a painter, for example, or a plumber, and you've just finished your degree or your trade and you want to get into the market. It's really hard to start a business and go get funding and do all these kind of things. But what do you have? You have a circle of influence. You have a place where you can get people to refer you. That reference has a value. So we've looked at 9 different forms of remuneration rather than just trading for cash to enable yourself to get going. And all of those are built back to coming back to one day earning income from it. So your value is no longer just about looking for money or funding. Your value actually has multiple formats of how you can get a reference or value on the system rather than just looking for funding. So we're trying to create this paradigm shift, and I believe that the youth, and that's possibly also why the youth are a good market right now, is they get that. Those of us who are older, we've been brought up and educated in the system of get a degree or go to school, get a degree, you're going to get a job. There's our motto, there's not enough jobs in the world, but there is enough work. As long as you're prepared to work for alternate remuneration, you can get started and you can do something.
Okay, so Louis and Chanel, but Louis, maybe there's some principles behind this. So when you encourage a youngster to become an entrepreneur, you're actually encouraging them to take ownership of their own destiny. Now, not that you can't in the corporate environment, but it's different. I mean, there is something behind someone who takes the leap and starts their own thing. And that is about taking ownership of your own destiny, isn't it? Louis, that's the principle behind it. And then some principles you just highlighted there in going down this journey, this road, we are actually promoting universal principles that support it. There's more to it here. It's not just starting your own business and generating wealth. And I like the deepest sense of what you're saying, Louis.
I confirm that, Arjun. Discussion we had in the previous program also is about defining innovation. We tend to think it's this great big silver bullet idea. It's not true. It's from where you stand to start thinking creatively, innovatively, in your present situation, whether it's with or without a job, as the case may be.
Chanel, and that's the conversation today. It's about entrepreneurialism with youth. Are we going to make a difference when we get them to change their mindset from, I want a good corporate job when I finish varsity, to I need to start something. I'm willing to work. There's opportunity. You don't have to even be a major entrepreneur these days.
I think that we can possibly, you know, make a giant change with the youth, but it's not going to be easy. Mm. Most of the youth feel like they are, and I'm talking like 80% of the youth, feel like they just don't have the resources to do whatever. So they're going to do something else anyway, and they lose their way of what they really want to do. I mean, we've all had those dreams back then of, I want to be a firefighter or police, but no one ever really gets that path because most of them don't have the resources. Mm. So yes, we can make the change. We can, but it's going to be harder than...
Mm. And that's the conversation around paradigms. Thinking these days that you can't is almost ridiculous. Because through technology and innovative thinking, you can almost dream something and then work your way back, and you can make anything happen.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can in fact, Cole.
Yeah, and I think what's very important to Enactus is that it's not an either or situation. So we, in fact, one of the key principles of Enactus is working with big business and with really big business. So the businesses look to the brand of an Enactus student as being somebody who stands out as extraordinary.
Mm.
So, you know, for the student activation this year, the whole recruiting drive for this year was based very much on what are your aspirations? And it varied anything from becoming president and a public official and so on, through to making a difference in the world, through to being a civil engineer, marine biologist, whatever. So it really is, again, up to living the truth of own your future. What does that mean to you?
Mm.
And it's equipping them with the skills of entrepreneurialism, that even if they end up employed as high flyers, there they can still have a massive influence and impact on the world around them and around us.
Mm.
So I think just the point there is that the values in the individual and as to where they see themselves are not exclusively to have to be an entrepreneur or be employed.
All right. So this podcast will go to youth. And to anyone for that matter. But Ian, you advise around do's and don'ts for youngsters. Okay, is that a specific list that is that in creating a business? Or walk us through
that?
Yeah,
I think with Carol there, Carol was the expert behind the do's and don'ts. And I was fortunate enough to sit with her just before she put it out in that. And I think, you know, Carl mentioned it a bit earlier of there is this sense amongst, and it's not, I don't think it's only the youth, I think it's amongst a lot of people, of this sense of entitlement to a degree. When you finished your degree one day, you automatically should get a job, and I don't think that's quite the right attitude to have. And I think some of the don'ts are probably better to start with. Don't expect that you know, the day you start you're going to be a success, and don't do it for money. And I think and Adrian, you mentioned earlier, the world is messed up at the moment, so we need more people that are doing entrepreneurial things or building things for the right reason rather than just doing it for the sake of money. So I think those are critical. I don't think it's needed that people need to go and try and sell themselves short of their idea either. And what I mean by that is, don't forget the journey you're on. So if you start out your journey, whether you want to be that fireman, if that's your job that you want, or the dream you have, stick to it, and you're going to your path is going to change a bit, and but don't lose sight of your goal, and then the do's are, make sure that you have, you know, your whatever education, whatever skill set you need, make sure that you do get that to back you and behind you, so that people can see your reference and see your value. And I think do surround yourself with people that can help you as much as possible. I think those are primary some of the do's and don'ts that really would help anyone who is at that stage now, where they feel that resources aren't available to them. That's, I think that's the critical thing. A lot of people feel that that's their hurdle that they've got to go. Their barrier to entry is so big in their mind that they feel they can't get going. And that I think is, if I can give two quick examples, did a Mandela Day thing this morning in Zandspruit, the informal settlement. And two quick examples. The one guy came to us and he wants to start a poultry farm. And he's got this pile of documents, almost 5 centimeters high, so that he can go get 75 million rand funding to start a poultry farm. He's never done poultry farming in his life before, but he's going through this process of trying to get funding. And I asked him, but when you've got this, the time it's going to take you to get your funding could be up to 6 months long, possibly longer. In that time, another poultry farmer might get started. Once you've got all that, have you started farm? Have you actually started your business plan on being a farmer? And he hadn't, because his barrier to entry was thinking he needs these resources. He doesn't want to let go of that. He feels he needs this income. So I think that mindset has to change. That don't okay. always look for the money behind it. Look for, you must have the right reason. And then the second example was these guys that run a thing called the Zandspruit Youth Mission. And there are about 12 guys that have created this group that are trying to empower those around them in Zandspruit. And they kind of inspired me a bit, because they do soccer clinics and they do all these things. And they kept asking me, how can we help them get free soccer balls? Or how can we help them get a sponsor to come brand their stuff? And we flipped it a bit and we said, why don't you go to... They don't even know that the soccer club up the road closer to Johannesburg, that is your more higher LSM soccer club, doesn't have funding either. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys also, they think they have all the money.
Yeah.
And I said, those guys are desperate for coaches. So flip it on its head. Why don't you guys go and offer a free clinic at that club? You will create such a social media stir, because the boys from Zandspruit are coming to teach the boys from Randburg how to play football mm-hmm. for free. And you're not charging them. You'll do it for free, because you get the value of what these social and what these the technology days afford you. And that's what I feel is a huge barrier that's not being taught to people.
All right. Let's assume we have 100,000 youth listening to the show. Okay. We want them all to think entrepreneurial, take ownership of your own destiny. What is our message to them when they have this paradigm that I can't do what I want to do because I don't have the resources? Okay. What is our message to them? Just as far as that perception is concerned, Chanel, what do we tell them? I mean, is it true? You find many who overcome that barrier, yet others get stuck because they believe there are no resources. What are we missing that they're seeing, or what are they missing that we're seeing?
I think it's just about making a choice within yourself to say that you will do it no matter what. Mm-hmm. And that's all it takes. It's just a belief within yourself. And I remember speaking with Louis about this a couple of times, about how it's merely that belief that you can.
Mm-hmm. So it starts with that. And hopefully we can inspire them more and more on this platform.
Action speaks louder than words as well, is a nice, you know, tip that I'd like to give you. You can't sit mm-hmm. there and think about it constantly and, you know, maybe even plan for it, but never make that first step to actually get mm-hmm. started.
Mm-hmm. Louis, old man, what's our... Louis is 75. He's our old man conscience. What's your message now, a few generations back?
Well, there's a slight misconception about entrepreneurship. The idea is this ego-driven single person out mm-hmm. there. And of course, it needs that passionate drive. But the truth is, this is what our guests have been saying, is it's the way you work with people. Sure. You know, a lot of people want to help. But if you don't believe you're going to get the help, you won't find it. Mm. So you must start off. This belief is very important. I can do it. You can do it. We can do it. It's so important, because that makes you speak, relate to people. There are great many corporates who want to help, but don't put in owners of them to come to tell me or decide what to help me with. Let me work it out and ask them. I think it's not a lonely job if you do it that way. You know, I was discussing before, Ian, the necessity nowadays to support them, to support them, to support themselves. But really, it must be done based on their own decision-making ability. And if they think they're going to do it alone, they're making a big mistake.
Yeah, you mustn't think you're going to do it alone, yet you have to almost initiate it alone. I mean,
But that's what entrepreneurs have. They have that passion, and they've just got to take that step. We're a great example of that. 6 months ago, we didn't exist. We didn't give up until Samsung heard us. And I think that the likes of Samsung, the likes of Enactus, they are there. And they have social media platforms where you take a bird's eye look. If you're an entrepreneur, you just step out for a minute, look down at Enactus, see what they have on offer. And there's a lot of free stuff that you can gain from. There's a lot of knowledge as an entrepreneur you can gain from that they've put onto social media, this content. Same as Samsung. You've just got to make that effort as an entrepreneur to find it and then adapt it to what you need. And you can get going. But you've got to make that effort yourself.
Cole, message to youngsters who think resources, lack of resources is what's stopping me from achieving my goals, especially as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, firstly, I agree and support fully with all the other comments made. So to add to that, I would encourage everybody to look at the world, look at their situation with an open curiosity, not to sort of view it as being, I've decided that I have to have the 75 million or I have to do this, but to look at it and say, this is where my heart's taking me. This is what I believe I can do. It is an I can do it attitude, and then to open yourself for
that.
The money follows.
Due course, you know?
And in fact, I'd go even further to say, don't do it for the money. Because the money will follow. Do it for the passion. Do it for the relevance. Do it for the interest and joy that it gives you.
Is it asking a lot here, Chanel, for a generation that's very instantly driven? Remember, at the press of a button, we get what we want these days. We call them the screen ages. You know, everything happens now. Not teenagers, screen ages. They grew up in front of the screen. So are we asking for too much of a leap, or actually am I underestimating the fact that they have it in them to overcome any barrier to achieve what they want to achieve?
I think anyone has the ability to overcome any barrier that you can.
We must believe that, you know.
It's just a matter of making that decision to do that yet again. I don't know with the youth lately, there's so many different kinds of youth. You have the more upper class youth, you know, your Santon youth, who sort of have gotten everything and who's just comfortable, and they don't have really anything because they get everything off the bat. And then you have someone who sits in the township who dreams and dreams and dreams, but sits there and thinks, I don't have the resources. So looking at the different types of youth, I think we can make a difference. It's just how, in the different, you know, the different types, how do we do that?
All right, and in the last half hour today, we are going to talk to some, call it youth, youngsters who started their businesses at the student age, I would guess, or fairly young. Hopefully they have a message for youngsters out there, for the youth, of how they did it, what the barriers were. We want them to give them a specific message. They've got the platform today. Any final comments there, panel? Anyone want to add anything to about your initiative, about any message you have for youth who we want to become entrepreneurs at an earlier age? Any final comments?
Just one, Adrian. We discussed a previous program today about the example of Nelson Mandela. And one of his outstanding attributes is that he could see the potential in people. Mm. It's so important. Now, speaking as an old man now, 75 years old, I've had a lot of experience with youth and with leaders on the whole, but I really see the potential, what Chanel was speaking about. It is there. Believe in yourself in that respect and go and get it. Go and fight for it, you know. It is there. It's sad when you lose that passion for life.
Fight for it, but don't break down structures to make yourself heard, because you have to come back and rebuild that. I guess that's the message the older generation sometimes have. But it's not just the younger generation that's doing that, is it? We have all kinds of sectors of society that are kind of breaking down to make themselves heard. Their frustrations are high, but we mustn't be so short-sighted. Any other final comments?
I think just your comment, Adrian, early on from being just so inspired by seeing what the Enactus teams actually get up to and the individuals and what they actually do. And I'd encourage people, if you have any doubts about yourself and what you can do, have a look at the website, see if you can get to the national competition, and just realize that these are ordinary people like me, like you, like all of us. And they really are changing the world. It is possible.
They're students.
They're students. And these are students across all faculties. They're not just commerce students or whatever. And there's no reward for them in the sense of they don't get extra credits at university. This is all over and above. So, for example, the national competition runs in South, because it's on a global program. The World Cup ends up clashing horrendously with our exam season here. But that doesn't put these students off. They're so committed that they they make it happen.
And when you watch them present, I mean, it's just, I can't do that.
Awesome.
I swear, I can speak in front of 1,000. I was asked to speak last year. Actually, I spoke on leadership, and I was just thinking, wow, they're so polished. It was absolutely brilliant. And I loved the winners. It's a pity they didn't end up at the World Cup because of certain things that happened.
Yes.
But man, they were just so, just fell in love with them. All right, folks, that's the final comments. I mean, we literally now symbolically going to have the, not that you guys are old, but we have you stand up. We're taking a quick break and we're putting the next generation here in front of us to hear what they have to say. Maybe we were speculating a bit. Maybe we were imparting wisdom. I don't know. And they're going to sit next to their peer there, Chanel. And I'm sure you're not super young, but you represent the young. And we'll talk entrepreneurialism further. Just stay with us, 30 seconds break, and we'll be right back.
This is CliffCentral.com.